on the inside. You must have a relationship. You must be born again. You must be cleansed from sin. I tell you right now, amen, some of you need to work on your heart. Amen. For when the preacher was preaching today, I watched you, young man, as you begin to smile and grin and shirk that message off. Amen. It let me know something was wrong in the heart. But yet when the Spirit began to move, you wanted to jump and run. Amen. And try to shout. I tell you, that's a hypocritical spirit that'll take your soul to hell. It'll take you to the fire. For you must get it in your heart. You must get holiness in your heart. You must let Jesus wash your heart with the blood and purify your mind and your spirit. Amen. Hey, young lady, you've got to have a pure heart before God. Not only an experience on the inside, but when you get it, it's an expression on the outside. Amen. Yes, it is an experience on the inside, but it must show on the outside. Pure heart and clean hands. Oh my. Oh. Once God cleanses your heart, He will clean your life up. That's right. You're going to stop sinning. You're going to start living holy. You're going to want to be pure on the outside. Every Christian must live according to the Word of God. Amen. I said every Christian must live according to the Word of God. What did He say in Leviticus and Peter? Be ye holy even as I am holy. Hebrews 12:14 said, follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. 2 Corinthians 7:1, cleanse yourself from all filthiness of the flesh. Amen. I tell you, you must be holiness unto the Lord. I know that the worldlings, I know that the backsliders, I know that the reprobate have tried to say they can live worldly and they can still have the power, but you could never prove that according to the Word of God. You've got to have the baton of purity in your hand. You've got to be holiness unto the Lord. I know they've tried to take, amen, 1 Samuel 16 and twist it out of context and say God looks on the heart and that's all that matters. Amen. But let me tell you, men cannot see your heart, and so there's got to be something that shines through on the outside. Let your good works so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You've got to live holy. Amen. God wants a holy church, a spotless church. Hey, young people, it's your turn to grab a hold of purity. It's your turn to grab a hold of holiness. Now is the time for you to get a personal experience where God burns the principles of holiness into your heart. Mom and Dad, you've had the baton handed to you. Have you held it just right? Have you displayed it just right? You say, Brother Brim, I'd like to pass holiness and purity down to my children, but I just seem to have lost the baton. I don't know where it went. It was handed to me by a grandma that loved holiness and purity, but I don't know what happened to it. And now I don't have anything to hand my girls. I don't have anything to hand my boys. Hey, Mom and Dad, let me preach to you for a minute. You must get a grip on the baton of purity. Amen. It's your turn to pass it on now. We've got 300 plus young people in the house that are waiting for a baton of purity and holiness to be passed on. We're counting on your mama. We're counting on your daddy. You've got to have it in your hand and pass it on to the young people. Young person, it's your turn to get an experience to where you say, I'm going to dress holy. I'm going to dress modest. I'm going to wear my hair just right. I'm going to listen listen to pure music. I'm going to live a pure life. I'm going to be pure in my motives. I'm going to be pure in my morals. I'm going to be pure. Oh, God, give us a generation that'll say it's my turn to carry it. Give me the baton. I'll carry it to school. I'll carry it on the job. I'll carry it at the house. I'll carry it at the mall. I'll carry it everywhere I go. I'll let it shine out. I want to carry the baton of holiness. Hey, young man, it's your turn to grab a hold of the baton and carry it on. Not only, hey, man, that greatness of passion and then that goal of our purity, but here's where I want to get down to. Hey, man, the glory of his presence. For notice what the Bible said. Who is it? Who's going to go into the hill of the Lord? Who's going to stand in his holy place? It's he that hath clean hands and a pure heart. He who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. He's the one that has sought God, the one that has been pure. They're going to have the presence of an almighty God. Hey, isn't that what we want? Is the glory of his presence? And the only way to have it is to seek him with a passion and serve him with a purity. Then he will come among us with the fullness of his power. And I firmly believe that this is the generation that must have the presence of an almighty God. I believe these young people tonight are the ones that have got to have it. What we need is the Holy Ghost to come through this house. Amen. What we need is the presence of an almighty God to settle in. We need the glory of the Lord to fill the house of the Lord. We need the Shekinah cloud to come and hover over us. We need the smoke to fill the house. Oh, glory to God. Lord, that's what we need. If they're going to live pure, if they're going to have a passion, then give them your presence. Give them your glory. Amen. That's what we need in Central Oklahoma, is the glory of God. Oh, God, give us your presence. Let it fill the tabernacle tonight. Let the Spirit of the Lord hover over us. It's our turn to feel it. I thank God for those that have felt it before, but it's our turn. Brother Brock began to talk to us tonight about 25 years of youth camp at COYC. Hey, man, I love to hear about the stories of what it was. I remember him telling about stories at Granite City of the power of God falling. Hey, man, but I always wanted to see it for myself. Hey, man. I tried to track this down this evening, but I remember a youth camp in Elko, Illinois, on a hillside there at Elko camp meeting, youth camp. Hey, man, about 1992 is what we've chased it down to today. Hey, man, Brother Tracy Boyd was preaching the night. Brother Heath was there. I was there. Maybe some of you were there. Hey, man, but 1992, I remember the glory of the Lord coming in that place. Brother Tracy Boyd preached one night on Haman's hangman. Oh, yeah, the glory of God came in and convicted souls and saved them. But I remember one day, the choir began to sing in the choir practice in the middle of the afternoon on the hillside in an open air tabernacle. They begin to practice the song. Amen. Look what the Lord has done. Look how he saved me. Look how he brought me. Look at it. Look what he did. And brother, the glory of the Lord filled that tabernacle. And for 3 or 4 hours they rolled in the floor and shouted and ran the aisles. Amen. Laughing in the spirit, just lost in the presence. presence of the sweet Holy Ghost. I thank God, Brother Douglas, that I had a baton handed to me, and that day was my turn. I remember getting the Holy Ghost on Elko Hill. I remember the power of God coming down. It was my turn. Amen. But I'm going to tell you tonight, amen, we're about to pass the baton off. I'm looking for some young man or some young woman that would like to say, I'd like to have that in my life. I'd like the power of God to fall on me. I'd like to get the baptism at COYC. I'd like to get lost in the Holy Ghost.